You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 27th through July 7th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
This new year, why not let Audible expand your life by listening? Explore over 1 million audiobooks, podcasts, and exclusive Audible originals that'll inspire and motivate you. Tap into your well-being with advice and insight from leading professionals and experts on better health, relationships, career, finance, investing, and more. Maybe you want to kick a bad habit or start a good one. If you're interested in learning how to master your emotions and hearing scientifically backed advice for using your emotions as a tool, may I suggest Shift by psychologist and bestseller author Dr. Ethan Cross? Trust me, listening on Audible can help you reach the goals you set for yourself. Start listening today when you sign up for a free 30-day trial at audible.com/wondery. That's audible.com/wondery.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping. Stamps.com will simplify your postage needs and add valuable time back into your workday so you have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off UPS and USPS. Send invoices, checks, certified mail, packages, and anything else you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. If you sell online, connecting with every major marketplace and shopping cart is easy. Plus, you can schedule package pickups through their dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with Stamps.com's Rate Advisor. Add more flexibility to your workday with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.
Welcome back, friend, to Hometown History. In today's episode, we will explore one of the most fascinating chapters of American film history: the curse of Rebel Without a Cause. Generally, you would believe a horror film set would leave actors feeling like they've been cursed. But a romantic drama? Well, hold on. In 1955, one of Hollywood's most iconic romance films, Rebel Without a Cause, was released. But it was more than a romance film. It explored themes of youth rebellion and the moral decay of American youth. And it criticized modern parenting styles. Well, what was considered modern back then? Because of this, the film stood out. Its depth and sensitivity hooked the audience, and the cast's performances only made it better. Overall, it was a huge success. Even today, it is considered the perfect example of the chaos that defines the teenage years. Despite all of this, things did not turn out the best for the people associated with it. It seems that those who participated in this film were cursed by the movie. James Dean was the actor who played Jim Stark, the main character, a troubled teenager who was shown trying to deal with deep emotional issues throughout the plot. He was only 24 years old at that time, with probably a long and successful career ahead of him, judging by his performance in Rebel Without a Cause. Unfortunately, things did not turn out that way. On September 30th, 1955, Dean set out to participate in the Salinas Road Race event scheduled for the first week of October. To prepare, he traded his Porsche Speedster for a new, faster 1955 Porsche 550 Spider, affectionately named Little Bastard. With him were stunt coordinator Bill Hickman, photographer Sanford Roth, and mechanic Rolf Wuthrich. Rolf had suggested Dean drive the new car from Los Angeles to Salinas to get used to the feel of the car before the race. At around 3:30 p.m. on the day of the trip, Dean was ticketed for speeding along with Hickman, who was following in another car. As they drove westbound on U.S. Route 466, which is now State Road 46, a 1950 Ford Tudor traveled east. The Ford was being driven by 23-year-old student Donald Turnipseed, who made a left turn directly in the path of Dean's Porsche. Unable to avoid the collision, Dean's car struck the Ford head-on, sending the Porsche tumbling across the highway. Rolf was thrown from the car and was able to survive, but Dean was trapped inside, suffering multiple severe injuries, including a broken neck. Even though he was rushed to the hospital as soon as possible, the neck injury proved to be fatal, denying him the chance to witness the success of his performance in the movie or the impact he had on the audience. His performance continued to make the film a success in Hollywood. As people moved on from his death, the dark past caught on yet again. And this time, it was Nick Adams. Adams played the role of Chick, who was basically a reflection of the youth culture of the 1950s. He embodied that tough guy image that many teenagers thought was cool at the time. And even though his character was not deeply developed, Adams's performance made it an important one. Professionally, he was doing great, but you can probably guess where this is headed. Adams struggled with substance abuse during the shooting of that film, and that ultimately led to his death. In 1968, at the age of 36, he was found dead in his home. Now, based on his history, the cause of death was initially believed to be a drug overdose, but there were no pills at the scene, so the actual reason was never actually found. It remains a mystery, even to the people investigating the case. His death certificate has been edited a number of times, mentioning different reasons each time, from homicide and suicide to simply undetermined, meaning that his sudden demise had left many questions unanswered. And that was about to continue long after this, with a new target, Edward Platt. Platt played Inspector Ray Frimmick, the police officer who tried to help Jim, Judy, and the others. Even though this was not one of the main roles, it certainly followed the pattern. In 1974, Platt died suddenly at the age of 58. He had no major health problems, so a heart attack or anything similar was unlikely. It turned out that Platt had been suffering from depression for a long time, but he never received any sort of treatment or help for it, and that led him to take his own life, seemingly leaving the curse in search of a new target, Sal Mineo. Mineo played Plato, or John Crawford, a sensitive and troubled teenager who feels abandoned and unloved by his parents. As the story goes, his father left the family, and his mother was mostly absent, leaving him in the care of a housekeeper. Like Dean, his performance was well received by the audience, with many people relating to Plato's life, a broken family, absent parents, and an abandoned child. These were undoubtedly strong themes and he captured all of those emotions and complexity in a performance that earned him an Academy Award nomination. But in 1976, tragedy struck. On the night of February 12, 1976, Sal Mineo returned home after a rehearsal for the play P.S. Your Cat is Dead. It was around 10 p.m. when he parked his car in the carport below his West Hollywood apartment. As he walked towards his home, someone approached and stabbed him in the heart. Mineo's neighbor, Raymond Evans, heard his cries for help and found him bleeding heavily in the parking alley. Despite trying to walk a few steps, Mineo collapsed and was pronounced dead due to massive blood loss. Apparently, the murder was a random act of violence committed by a mugger who was later identified as Lionel Williams. As you would expect, Mineo's untimely death shocked his fans and the entertainment industry, reminding them how unpredictable life can be. It also reminded them of the sudden and random death of James Dean around 21 years ago. At this point, it was obviously no coincidence. 5 years after Mineo's death, another cast member passed away, and this time, things were not that straightforward. Natalie Wood played Judy, a high school student who falls for Jim Stark, who is Dean's character. Unlike Dean, Wood was already a pretty big star by that point. She had been part of the Christmas classic, Miracle on 34th Street, as a child. And after her role as Judy, Wood's career continued to flourish, with roles in Splendor in the Grass, West Side Story, and Bob and Carol and Ted and Alice. But then came the winter of 1981. In November, Wood went on a boating trip with her husband, Robert Wagner, and her co-star, Christopher Walken. Now, the night before her death, Wood had been drinking, and there were reports of an argument between her and her husband. The next morning, her body was found floating about a mile from the boat, with an inflatable lifeboat nearby. The autopsy showed that Wood had bruises on her body and arms, and a cut on her cheek. She had a blood alcohol content of 0.14%, and traces of motion sickness medication and a painkiller, which can increase the effects of alcohol. The official cause of death was ruled as accidental drowning and hypothermia. It was suggested that Wood, who had been drinking, might have slipped and fallen into the water while trying to leave. But her sister Lana insisted that Natalie had always been terrified of the water and would never have left the yacht. To add to the chaos, two witnesses on a nearby boat reported hearing a woman scream for help that night. What actually happened on that boat remains a mystery, but it's obvious her death was no accident. So due to the situation, the case was reopened in 2018 for further investigation. Her husband, Wagner, was named a person of interest, but there was nothing conclusive to find him guilty. And with that, the case remained unsolved. By this point, five people associated with the film have passed away. All of them untimely deaths for either a random reason, like a mugging or a car accident, or a more sinister one, like depression or the possible murder of Wood. Obviously, this was more than a coincidence. And the curse was not limited to the main characters of the film, with other members of the cast suffering in some way or the other. Jim Backus, who played Frank Stark, Jim's weak-willed father, had a long and successful career in his time. But his later years were disrupted by Parkinson's disease. Backus tried his best not to let this diagnosis become his identity, and continued to work. But his health declined rapidly in the late 1980s, and soon he passed away after being hospitalized for 2 weeks. Then there was Corey Allen, who played Buzz Gunderson, the gang leader who challenges Jim to a deadly game of chicken. Just like Backus, Allen battled Parkinson's disease for many years. Despite his illness, he continued to work until his health no longer allowed it. And then there was William Hopper. Hopper played Judy's father in the film. He also had a successful career in television, most notably as Private Detective Paul Drake on Perry Mason. In 1970, Hopper suffered a stroke and was hospitalized. And during that time, he developed pneumonia. This ultimately led to his death at the age of 55, a significant loss to his fans and the entertainment industry. And finally, there was Dennis Hopper. Hopper played Goon, a Silent Street tough and rebel without a cause. And he also fell victim to a terminal illness. In 2010, Hopper's lawyer revealed that the actor was gravely ill from prostate cancer. During treatment, Hopper had lost significant weight and was growing weaker by the day. This meant he could no longer undergo chemotherapy, making his death inevitable at that point. What do we make of all of this? Were these tragic events just a bunch of really bad coincidences? Or is there something more going on here? The strange and untimely deaths of James Dean, Sal Mino, Natalie Wood, and others from Rebel Without a Cause almost seem too frequent to be just random chance. Think about it. How likely is it that so many stars, each with bright careers, would meet such unfortunate and tragic ends? Is it possible that the intense emotions and themes of the film somehow left a dark mark on those involved? Could the so-called curse be more than just a spooky story? In the end, we may never know for sure, but the idea of a curse is just our way of trying to make sense of these senseless tragedies. Or maybe there's something we can't quite explain at work here. Either way, it's a story that makes us think about the mysterious and unpredictable nature of life. What do you think? Is it just a series of coincidences? Or is there something more to this curse? And that's it for today's episode. The events surrounding this particular film might never be explained. While some of the deaths have logical explanations, like a murder, suicide, or an accident, it is difficult to ignore the obvious common link here: rebel without a cause. Thanks for listening to Hometown History. Tune in next time for another fascinating snippet from American history.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping and have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle all your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off USPS and UPS. Add flexibility to your day with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.